Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Who says purse snatcher?
Oh, no.
I don't want John to know. I don't want Dell to know.
We used to go out and pour champagne on our own heads.
Before Yoko Swifto got there. Yoko Swifto.
Yoko Swifto.
Yoko Swifto.
Yoko Swifto.
You're blaming Taylor Swift?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
A friend in need's a friend indeed. A friend with weed is better.
Yoko Swifto.
A friend with breasts all right. And all the rest.
So that was Howard Stern that actually Yoko took your Yoko Swifto and used it on the air. John Boy talking about us on his podcast.
Well, we used some of John Boy's stuff on the air before, but John Boy, who I actually gave credit for doing the, you know, for kind of bringing to light. The, I mean, the reality is he brought to light a lot of the cheating scandal stuff. He got, you know, the banging of the trash cans. You could hear stuff in the background. I give him credit for doing the heavy lifting to come up with that stuff. However, he got on a high from that. You know, he rode to prominence. People were having him. He created his own multimedia company. And we'll get to the rest of it. We know he famously put the circles around, Jose Altuve. He brought up the Jose Altuve cheating or the buzzer stuff. Now, he'll tell you, he'll give you a little different explanation. But as you listen to his explanation, how it wasn't his fault, you'll actually hear how it was his fault. And we'll follow up on this. But here's John Boy talking about who we believe is us because we came after him several times, including on videos that were done that I'm sure, well, I know for a fact he was tagged in.
This guy before,
he's talking about
like in 2019, people would ask me, who's my favorite player to watch that's not a Yankee yet? Jose Altuve is who I'd always say. Now it would start a bunch of shit because two lame radio figures in Houston told all of the people in Houston that I invented the buzzer stuff when I heard Joel Sherman write about it in his article and Michael Kay talk about it in ESPN and then responded and said, oh, they're talking about this now.
It's two guys who've been unfairly judged by the cheating scandal, you and Jose Altuve.
Two most unfair treatments of that whole thing.
I still get it every single day. People think I like made it up.
Oh, I know.
Because yeah. That one
you,
tweet.
You didn't even, the video, that was just you talking about another article.
Yeah. No, it's the tweet. It was like it was a fake account that said they were Beltran's niece, and I quote tweeted it, and all I said is, I've heard this as well.
Pause. So you don't see a problem. You think that two radio guys are the ones who caused all this when you just said you quote tweeted a fake in the middle of everyone being out for blood. You quote tweeted it and then said, oh, I've heard this as well. You don't think that was irresponsible?
Yeah.
You quote tweeted in the middle of all that nastiness. And then you said, I've heard this as well, on a huge platform in the Astros, then you're the one that had already, you know, uncovered, showed a lot of, which I gave you credit for. You showed a lot of the evidence that the Astros, there were noises going on during at-bats. But you want to act like you're somehow being unfairly judged about Altuve? You don't see how this did. This guy has no idea how much damage that he helped to do to Jose Altuve. To this day, people think Jose Altuve just used buzzers, and there's a lot of people who believe that confetti that was on Josh Reddick's chest was something that taped a buzzer on. When, if you keep watching the video, the confetti just falls off. You don't think you're part of the problem. You've been unfairly criticized. Let's keep listening to, we'll keep listening to it. Is that it? Is that all you have? Okay. Well, the other guy, whoever his co-host is, goes on to talk about how awesome Jose Altuve is, and he played against them, and he just described it. I mean, John Boy, you literally took conjecture or rumor in this face, in this spot,
retweeted it,
and then you amplified it.
Yeah.
And then those people amplified it. And there's a reason Jose Altuve gets F. Altuve everywhere. I mean, you were, I don't care if you don't want to live with this or not. You have to live with this. You are part of the reason that Jose Altuve is looked at the way he is, without question.
Yep.
The Astros are for running him out as the first face, him and Bregman, the first two faces of the cheating scandal, by running him out there with no way that they had any chance of standing up to the public scrutiny. They did them a disservice, and then John Boy single-handedly took Jose Altuve. I don't care about the Astros stuff, but took Altuve and put him in a negative light, and the damage was done. You let the genie out of the bottle, and it's too late. The damage is done for the rest of his career. You have to live with that. You had a part in that, period.
That's all there is to it. Thank you, Lance. Thank you for your service.
Oh, these guys turned Houston against me. Nope. I got news for you. People watch their own stuff. They see you saying it's Beltran's. This is Beltran's niece. It turns out it's fake. I mean, come on, dude. You got faked.
Well, you
got
to ask, who did you hear it from when you quote tweeted an incorrect, bogus source? I heard that as well. Who'd you hear it from?
I heard that as well.
Who'd you hear from?
From Joel Sherman. He already said he read it. Yeah. He's trying to put it on Joel Sherman. Mm.
Well, I understand your anger, but he did say one thing that's true. You guys are lame.
No, that's not true.
Let's recount.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You're lame, but not because of this.
Not because of that.
We were nominated for Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
But did you get in?
We were.
We were nominated? Not really.
Oh, no. Did we even get nominated?
No, I don't think
so.
I think we got to have so many votes.
Yeah, we got nominated. We didn't.
You have to have so many votes or something. No one cares. We're lame.
Yeah. You're lucky.
No, we're not.
You are lame. Yeah. You're lucky I'm not the
co-host. But not because of that.
Yeah, not because of this. You're right on this.
Yeah, no.
No, I do.
No, yeah, you think.
I invented Drake May going, not going
no,
into the
no, no, I
you
did.
Think
act,
you could,
I did, actually.
You could get 26 yards.
I could.
You
can't. Until you prove I can't, I can.
No.
You don't know.
Patrick Mahomes can throw for 20. No.
Yes, as a zone beater, I could.
It would hurt you. The ball would go right through your hands and hit you in the face.
It would hurt your hands. You wouldn't catch the ball.
You wouldn't catch the ball.
I'd be a cradle catcher.
No, you wouldn't.
In the face.
I'd say, throw it down here.
Yeah.
You're going to tell Patrick Mahomes where to throw the football?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. He'll throw it
at your
helmet,
elders, Pat.
And you'll miss.
Jackson Mahomes would get more yards than you.
He's more athletic.
He is.
I see him dancing.
I see him dance, yeah.
Yeah, he's more athletic than you. That's without question.
The other baseball story today, this weekend, for whatever reason, this came out.
Everyone's always making us the story.
And it was titled.
Why are we always the story? We don't choose to be, but people love making us the story.
Let me ask, before we move on, John, I'm sure you have something very important, but neat stuff, I'm sure it is. But you say you don't like making yourself the story. How come every time something happens with CJ, you're always like, I deserve this. I deserve this.
Totally different.
No, it isn't.
No. Or, I could do that. Or, yeah, I could. Yeah. No, listen, if it was me, or I'm going to coach him up. You always make it about yourself.
I say it's not about us.
Well, that's true. It's not
but
about
it
John.
About you.
It's about Lance.
Sometimes people make it about me, but they always try to make it about us. Sometimes people make it about
the
me.
The people are you.
And I just don't fight back on
you
it.
Make it about you.
You make it about you.
Yeah, a lot of people have done stuff.
A lot of people.
John Boy and all those other hosts tried to make it about us, and it's not about us. It's about you, John Boy. Stop deflecting. You help ruin
Howard
this man.
Stern even tried to make it about you.
Yeah, Yoko Swift.
Do we have
a funny
evidence?
Name. Big deal.
Do we have sound that was on the show?
No,
and it was
no one
you?
Knows. No one's heard that show. Okay, let's move on to what I saw was, gosh, you're going to hear Howie Kendrick, okay, and then you're going to hear the announcers. It's the seventh inning, one out. Zach Greinke has thrown 80 pitches, given up two hits and two walks. And
to be fair, Zach rarely even got to 50 pitches that year. AJ was hooking him so fast.
Oh my God.
Bang.
Yes.
4 1/3, you're out.
So, okay. So then it is It is the top of the here we go. I'm trying to find the inning. Here it is. Top of the seventh. Eaton grounded out. Rendon homered to make it 2-1 Astros. Soto walked.
It was a shot, Rendon's was.
Rendon hit a shot. But the Astros are up 2-1. Soto walks.
Thank God.
And here comes Howie Kendrick to the plate. And here is what was tweeted out that had the heading, the worst managerial decision in the history of baseball.
And here comes A.J. Hinch.
When I saw A.J. Hinch coming out, I'm like, yes. You know, it's kind of crazy to me that they took him out of the game.
Listen to this crowd for Zach Greinke.
So if your question was, is Gerrit Cole in play tonight? You now have your answer. The 0-1. It's a long run into the corner, and it's gone. It hit the foul pole.
Howie Kendrick has done it again.
Unbelievable.
And if you thought that it was going to be Gerrit Cole, you were wrong. Mm-hmm.
Even though he had been up. He had been up warming up.
Yeah.
Maybe the untold story is that he didn't look good. He didn't look sharp
in
his bullpen.
AJ said he was only going to bring him in a clean inning, which is the dumbest thing. And before
it's
the game,
the last
he also said before the game that Will Harris was spent. Those were his words. Yet in the most critical time in the game, with Zach Greinke only throwing 80 pitches. Now, he did give up a homer and a walk, in fairness. It was the seventh inning, and Zach Greinke hadn't worked that long.
I was fine with him going and getting him for Cole.
But he was only going to, for whatever reason, and he said that afterwards. Well, I said it before the game. I was only going to bring him in a clean inning. Like, Gerrit Cole has never pitched with a runner on. Like, Gerrit Cole is some, I can't do it.
I can hear Dell laughing through bulletproof glass.
What the? Like,
I have no idea where that voice came from, Dell. I see a common. There's a common.
No, I'm just saying. Gerrit Cole would go in there, I don't know what to do. Huh?
You know where that voice came from? It's in the same family as this.
No.
It's in that same family. It's related, at least.
No. All I'm saying is, what the bleep? Well, I said before the game, I'm not bringing him in unless it's a clean inning. What? Gerrit Cole can't come in an inning with a runner on.
Worst case scenario, if you're A.J. Hinch, you want to be judged on bringing your best in.
Yes.
You want to be judged, you know, win or lose with your best. Look, he wouldn't have closed the game even though he should have. He should have gone Mason Baumgartner and it would have been a done deal. The legend of Gerrit Cole would have been firmly established. You'd have another championship, you know, back. And then they would have found out about, you know, then they would have found out after that year about the cheating scandal, and it would have been assumed 17 and 19 were both cheats, but although it is now anyway, since John Boy, but yeah, that was like, why would you not want to lose with your best? Why would you not want to get beat with your best?
Yeah. Madison Baumgartner.
It's the last game. Yeah, Madison. I said Mason. It's the last game. Yeah. Why would you not want to get beat with your best guy?
And then go, he's the best pitcher in baseball. What do you guys want me to do?
And then they'll say, what about Verlander? He won the Cy Young, and he could have said, we all know it should have been Cole.
Okay. Well, and didn't Verlander just pitch before anyway?
Verlander couldn't, but Cole was the best pitcher in baseball that year.
I mean,
and get beat with your best, man. Don't lose with Will Harris.
I mean, why did this come up, and why do I have to hear Howie Kendrick being so happy?
You don't have
to
hear
it. You just brought it onto our show.
No, but why was this on our timeline this week?
Someone sent it to you, right?
It was on your timeline.
This weekend.
I didn't see it.
Neither did I. Someone sent it to you.
Send it to me because I would go.
Yeah, because you're
because they want you to go.
You never will let this go. So anytime you get more content, you're gonna lean in.
All right, which will I let go of first? Tank Dell as the guard.
The Tank Dell thing you'll let go because it didn't cost you a title.
It did cost you a title.
Yeah, probably not.
The Texans would have won it all.
Go. Unlikely.
No, 8 outs to go will live longer.
Yeah, it will. It will. Okay,
how about this? You can't correct it. Even though they won a World Series since then, you can't. Because you just said, oh, once
they'd have three right now and be right in the same conversation as the Chiefs and the Warriors.
Yes.
They'd be in the same conversation.
Yes, they would.
If it wasn't for that move. How about this? You got a casino? You don't want to drive 2 hours? Okay. You don't want to fly to Vegas? Okay. I get it. I got one for you right there. My bookie. It's on your computer. It can be, you can be on your couch, in your office, on the patio, kitchen island. You'd be in the bathroom like Lance's playing a casino games, okay? You can play real casino games on your phone, laptop, desktop. Not where it's not anime. These are online computer games, include slots, table games, Texas Hold'em, tons of cool games. Enter the live casino with real in-the-flesh dealers on the poker, blackjack, baccarat, and roulette tables. Real dealers dealing you as opposed to a computer. I trust that a lot more. I don't know about you, but I do. When you're playing from wherever you want, just go to mybookie.ag, get started. Click on bonuses to see all the great ways to turn your deposit into bonus cash. Whether you're new to MyBookie or you want to reload as an existing customer, make sure that you put in promo code BET975. If you refer a friend, you get bonus cash as well. Turn your space into your casino with MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
Hell yeah.
John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
By the way, big ups to Justin Verlander. You saw he threw off a mile. Yeah.
So I did see that.
Those worries that you were like, oh, it's the season's over already. Okay. Okay. They're fine. They're just fine.
Bring Gilbert on, and then this will be a quick one.
Oh, yeah.
It won't take long. It won't take long. I got it.
February 24th, I believe, is his birthday.
Oh, how do you know that?
I know that. Right, Gilbert? Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Your birthday is the 24th, right?
Right, Saturday.
It's what?
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah, that's the 24th.
That's the 24th, yeah.
Yeah, I remember stuff.
Gilbert.
Gilbert's my friend.
This.
I remembered his birthday.
Colleen Wolf told me between the 26th and the 1st, she is going to be in New York. On
what'd
the
you say?
Huh?
I can hear you.
Okay. Colleen.
Can you hear him now?
Can you hear me now, Gilbert?
No, a little bit louder.
Okay. Colleen Wolf told me that between the 26th and the 1st, that she is going to be in New York on the set of Good Morning Football, and that I might be able to have you call in so that she can say happy birthday to you, but you gotta wait. You gotta wait between the 26th and the 1st. Is that? Can you hear that?
So call in next Saturday, next week.
Well, I'll have to tell you when to call in. But it's going to be at probably 9:45. You'll just have to give Dell your phone number. Can we call your house?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, but the Dell phone number, yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know my house phone number anyway.
Yeah, we're going to have to call your house phone number. I don't know if he can hear me.
Okay, all right, then. Hey, I'll call back. Let the lady to advocate on my number, okay?
What lady?
The lady.
No.
The lady answering the phone.
Oh, our intern?
Yeah.
No. Okay, we'll get your number. We'll put you on hold and get your number so I can call you. Now, do you answer the phone or does your mom answer the phone?
I answer the phone.
You're the man of the house?
Yes.
You run that house?
You mean the 26th you call me or what?
No, no. What?
But he said...
No. Listen. Listen. At some point between the 26th and the 1st of March...
What is she? Work for the cable company?
No. She's going to be at Good Morning Football.
At some point...
In New York.
Between the 26th and the 1st.
The West Coast thing's not a problem. So I'll set up a date. I'll get a for sure date. I'll try to set it up for the 26th, but I hate telling Gilbert specific times because if it doesn't
you really
come through,
shouldn't do that.
It turns into an issue. But I will try to set it up for the 26th while I'm – no, we'll be at Republic Boot Company. I'll try to set it up for the 27th, Gilbert, okay? I'll try to set it up for the 27th is what I'm going to shoot for. At 9:45, you'll be on the phone. Colleen will be on the phone, and maybe she'll tell you happy birthday or whatever.
Okay, great, okay.
Okay. So we're good until then, right?
Yeah, I'll call in by 9:45 to
26th.
Yeah.
Well, what about that Astros hat that Lance was going to get you?
No.
Gilbert.
Gilbert, we switched it.
What about the Astros hat that Lance was going
to
get you?
Those hats are sold out. I'm Colleen Wolf. He's still waiting for you to give him his program.
I got the program, but you got to get the hat.
I don't have
the
a hat.
The Astros division champion hat.
Gilbert, it's $31. I'll give you my Venmo account.
Oh, I don't want a Texas championship cap.
A division title hat.
Texans now. I thought you didn't like the – no, you don't like the Rockets.
Oh, no, he wants the Texans. He wanted the Texans. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, division champs. You need to get that.
I've got one for the Rockets. I got a Rockets hat for you.
The 27th. I'm not going to be here that day. That's unfortunate.
Well, I'm not too crazy about basketball anyway.
Not too
Why,
crazy.
Gilbert? Why don't you like basketball?
It's just not a sport.
I don't like the Rockets that much.
He doesn't like basketball, John. Why are you asking
it's
questions?
It's not a sport.
What is it? You like the other sports. Why don't you like
because
basketball?
Because the local team's not good.
Well, they were good.
He doesn't like national teams.
Did you like him when Akeem Olajuwon was on the team?
Of course.
Yeah, well, the last one anyway.
Yeah, he liked that. He didn't like the new version
Steve
of the Rockets.
Steve Francis and Catino.
Did you like the new version of the Rockets that we had for a while, John?
Jalen and Josh Christopher, you like that?
He doesn't know that incident. Gilbert, when did you stop liking the Rockets? Look at John.
Same as when John did.
So proud of himself.
The funny thing is, John hasn't liked the Rockets.
I'm killing me.
Look at him.
I am killing me.
Leaning back and laughing.
Okay, we're good.
All right, Kevin. All right, then. Well, talk to you later then, okay?
I got the Colleen thing set up. I texted her. She's like, okay, you said you up again.
Afraid they're going to steal his bike.
See?
She said, this is the second
time. That's what's implied, John. You don't have to say it out loud. We all get it. Well, at least I did.
This is the second time you up in less than a month.
This is what I'm saying. That's
weird.
She
said, it's for the same thing. Just trying to get Gilbert off my back. He wants an autographed picture of you. Tell Gilbert no problem, but I don't just have photos of myself laying around the house. I'll draw him a stick figure and sign it. I didn't tell Gilbert that because he would have asked for that.
No, yes. Okay. Give me that stick figure.
I'm filling in on Good Morning Football coming up. What time is your show? East Coast time. I told her she was perfect. I'll come on like 10:45 Eastern. We have a five-minute call after the show ends at 10:30 or 10:15. I can't remember, but I'll find out. So she's going to – so – we'll get that done.
Well,
and then I'm done.
On the 27th.
I'm off the hook.
You got to confirm the date. 27th. That's what he thinks.
Well, I can see about doing it 26th. I guess it doesn't matter if we're at Republic Boot Company.
It doesn't matter to us.
And we'll hear from Gilbert before the end of the week.
What if? It could be that Monday, right? She said 26th.
I'll see if she can do it then so we can do it.
That would be a great way at Republic to finish up.
Yeah.
Gilbert and Colleen.
Do you think she'll ever forgive you?
Colleen loves me.
Once you, but she hadn't had a Gilbert
people
experience
at my
yet.
Other job respect and appreciate me. They like me.
Well, because
they know how important I am.
Well, you put more effort into that job.
No.
Yeah, you kind of do.
No,
yeah,
not at all.
Yeah,
no,
a lot more.
They
actually
appreciate me.
Have you ever missed? Have you ever missed time on that job for this job?
Yes, every day.
That's. Oh, you could be all the time over there.
I could be doing draft write ups. I'm not. I say sorry, guys. I got radio. Yes, I have missed meetings with them. Radio. I have missed, radio, podcast. I never take time off to go do Move the Sticks podcast.
Well, that's because this is your job. You don't take time off one job.
Yeah.
Except this one. You take time off this job all the time.
You take time off this all the time for your football stuff.
You mean when I have to take
Senior Bowl? Gotta go. Bye. Oh,
combine. Gotta days? Go.
Yeah.
You mean vacation days?
Yeah.
Yeah. I take vacation days and I put it towards working. I'm a grinder. You go to play in a fake. You go to play in a fake golf event.
It's a huge golf event.
No one cares about it. Knows
oh,
about
really?
It.
Look at this. Do you have a shirt that says Cabo Cup?
It's just a bunch of elitists. It's a bunch of elitists with sweater vests and Stanley cups.
It's so big. We have hats and shirts.
Okay, let me know when the middle class gets to play.
I mean it.
No,
it's not fake because there's an actual event. It's just not important.
It's the biggest cup in Cabo.
I take time off to go do the draft.
It's named after Cabo.
To go do draft related stuff, and I don't just take. I take vacation days. I have less vacation because I'm working on
vacation.
Oh,
look at me going out to Los Angeles.
I have working vacations.
No, they're the worst. I've got a huge event. You're going to Senior Bowl to watch guys in their underwear.
No, I'm going to watch Texas.
Okay, whatever.
I'm going to scout Texas.
You leave this job and leave the people hanging when they want your draft knowledge and experience.
What are you doing?
I'm not taking off to go to a different job.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm taking off because I have to. They go, hey, if you don't take these days off, you lose them.
Then lose them.
No.
We lose days all the time. Yeah, we don't care about that.
No, you don't. You go to Cabo.
Why don't you just drain the company?
He goes to Cabo. You don't lose days. You go to Cabo. What are you talking about?
I still have days.
But do you lose them?
Yeah, and I'm going to lose them because I'm not taking off because I care about the show.
That's not true. You don't lose your days.
That's true.
You don't lose your days.
Yeah, I do. I do lose my days.
We don't know that.
Like everybody.
We don't know.
Yeah, I think you do.
Like everybody.
Nah.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't care. You all that
you know why you don't care?
You Gen Xers, you have to.
I'm not a Gen Xer.
Or whatever you are.
That's older than me.
Okay.
No, he's
millennial.
I'm a
millennials, you have to have every day off. Oh, I'm going to lose my day off.
We're on to Gen Zs now. We don't really mess with millennials anymore.
Well, he's a millennial.
No, he's Gen Z. I mean, yeah, he's millennial, but we're not messing with millennials.
You go to Cabo for a day off, and you're coming after me?
I know.
What are you talking about?
Well, people take vacation
during the middle of the season.
You're just going to sit at home.
He left during football season.
You're going to sit at home and scratch instead of going to work.
You left during football season.
No.
Yes. It was football season.
The Texans were out of the playoffs.
It was still football season. You left.
They were out of the playoffs.
It was football season.
We were going to the AFC Championship game.
We never do that.
No.
No. It was only our American pastime, football, which has taken over, the heavily viewed game of all time or whatever, which was the AFC Championship game at that time, Lamar Jackson. And you didn't even want Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes.
I was here for that. I was here the next day.
See, what you're getting wrong is
the next day.
He planned the trip no matter what. The issue was if they had won, he was going to show up. He was going to do the radio show, but he was going to Cabo no matter what.
Yeah, but I was going to do the show.
But in Cabo playing golf. How distracted would you have been?
Not at all.
Okay.
I mean, like.
Stop it.
Today I'm going to play.
Stop
Am I
it.
Distracted? No.
Yes.
I'm doing a brilliant show.
You are
on
not.
This, the holiest of holidays.
You cannot criticize anyone for vacation days considering what you've
You're
been
gonna
a part
sit
of.
You're going to sit at home and scratch instead of coming into work.
Yeah.
I was in Cabo.
You don't
so
have
what? Why'd you go?
Do.
Okay.
You could have been in Houston doing the show.
Yeah, you're the worst.
He could have been in Houston doing the show. He thinks Cabo is some protection for him.
I call into the show even on my off days. I'll call in.
Yeah, me too.
Now, to be fair,
I call in on the weekends.
To who?
I was just going to try to mess with
him. To yell at Charlie Epps? Who are you calling in for?
Yeah, I called Charlie Epps' show. I have plenty of times.
That
you? Not so much.
He doesn't want me on the show talking golf.
Will.
This is what happens when y'all don't watch the All-Star game.
Time for me to talk about Chastain Ford and 1.9% financing for 72 months on all 2023 F-150s that are on the lot, okay? Discounted prices. This is truck month right now. Truck month is the biggest month. Literally, this is probably the best time of the year to buy your vehicle from Chastain Ford. This month, it's truck month, so you're getting all of the rebates, fantastic discounts, exclusive discounts on a 2023 F-150s, and you get 1.9% financing for 72 months. Here's the deal. They got to get those 2023s off the lot. It's already February of 2024. I don't want the 2023s out there anymore. You know what they do? They discount them. They give you the best financing you could possibly get. And no hidden fees, no markups. They're doing everything to get you into this brand new 2023 F-150. Brand new. So it's a 2023. Who cares? Now is when you're going to get over on Chastain Ford. I hate to put it like that, but you are. And they're not going to mark up. They're going to do everything they can. They're going to do everything they can to get you into that F-150 at the perfect price. So if you're looking for that truck, now is the time. Right now. Go to ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's a form of reading.
My brother has a sword, and I have my mind. And a mind needs books like a sword needs a whetstone.
Your morning continues on its steep trail towards greatness. And these are your Sherpas, keeping you on the straight and narrow. John and Lance, live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Lance, let me ask you a question. When Kevin Sumlin and the Aggies beat Alabama, what happened that next offseason?
He got an extension.
Big extension.
Big extension.
How'd that work out? No offense, Sumlin. How'd that work out for the Aggies?
I think he got one after the Duke game as well the next year. So that was his first extension. He had another early extension, mm-hmm. too, after that. He had three in his first 4 years. Three contracts.
Did he fulfill that contract or...
No, they gave him another one. They were like, man.
Yeah. Did he? Did he?
They talked to him. I remember Kevin Sumlin may go to the Eagles. Remember?
Yeah.
Kevin Sumlin may go to the Eagles. Right. Let's give him another one.
Right.
But what you just did last year. And then he had one the year before that.
He actually did go and talk to them. But
I know he did. Yeah. Smart. Because you know what he got out of it?
Yeah.
Another contract.
That's right. When Jimbo Fisher beat the Alabama. What happened that next offseason?
Well, you beat Alabama, you get a big contract.
So, okay, so what happened?
They got like a 10-year, $75 million contract.
How'd that one work out for?
No, not 75. It was more than that.
No.
It's like 100-something. They ended up paying them $75 to go away.
Right, to go away.
Yeah, it didn't work out as well as the Aggies would have hoped.
So when Texas...
They beat Alabama. Hey, wait a minute. They beat Alabama, too.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
So something in common here.
Uh-huh.
Steve Sarkisian gets a... $10 million a year contract extension through 2030.
Did you see what else he got?
Yeah. He got two cars.
Yep.
He got private plane use.
20 hours of private plane use.
He got a special one-time payment of $300,000. He got up to 12 tickets to all home football games, up to 8 tickets at away games, 8 tickets to conference championship.
Country club membership. Probably just some goat ranch.
Well, no, not really. It's really a great
call. He also gets $1.85 in non-guaranteed incentives, including $1.25 million for winning a national title. Okay. That makes him, that one makes
plus
sense.
Plus $100,000 raise a year for nothing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
How can we help you?
Can I ask who were they fending off to keep Sark? Like, was Sark...
Everybody?
Was Sark fighting off... And they just had to pay him to keep him from taking a job from someplace else?
I'm not sure you saw this offseason.
Offensive coordinator.
There was an article with the headline was, is Steve Sarkisian the best coach in college football?
And was the answer immediately no?
No. No.
Did you see how many coaches are now going to the NFL to be offensive coordinators?
Well, go ahead.
He could have easily done that.
He's done that job before.
Oh,
go
were
right
you
ahead.
In the playoff this year?
Go no. right ahead.
Were if you in the playoff this
year? If you want to take an offensive coordinator job on the NFL level as opposed to coaching at the University of Texas, go right ahead.
I don't know who they were fending off, but they just want to – if you beat Alabama, it's kind of a known thing. If you beat Saban, you get a huge
Who's the AD there?
Chris Del Conte.
Yeah. Man, Sark and his agent hustled the hell out of you. No. Let him go if he wants to.
No, hell no.
Let
we got to keep Sark.
Where's he going to
And did you go to the playoffs?
Where's he going
to
go?
And they're going to go again this
Is
year.
He gonna... but this
so
only...
then let him do it.
Why? The details of this, the money will be paid directly to Sarkisian's LLC. I don't know what the difference is in that. Probably it's something tax related. But how long is this contract again? It runs through 29, right?
It runs through 30.
Okay. I give them credit. At least they didn't get stuck with they didn't do the Aggie contract in terms of length of contract.
Right. Right, right, right.
That was insane.
Well, this is, through 30, which is 7 years. I mean, so, okay. Yeah, it's not crazy like 10, but it's 7. at $10 million a year, $10 million plus a year.
Texas is one of those places where people, like, if you're great, you don't leave. Texas is proud of having to fire guys, not having an issue retaining good coaches.
When's the last time a coach left Texas?
On their own accord?
Job? It's never happened.
Thank you. So what are they concerned about?
They're not concerned.
Then why are they giving
Dell, this is what somebody from Miami who doesn't understand Texas.
Okay.
This is what you don't understand.
Go ahead.
This is about taking care of our own. This is about, when I say our own, my wife is Longhorn, so here I am. This is about really, okay, you did a great job. We're going to reward you. If you don't do good, we fire you. Charlie Strong, Tom Herman, you guys get fired. If you do a good job, we give you money because that's what we do.
So when they initially hired him, what was the goal for Sark? What was the goal for Texas and Sark when they initially hired him?
Beat Alabama.
Playoffs.
And they gave him a contract to do what? Was it just a playoff?
Get back to the playoff.
Or win
Alabama.
Or win a national title.
Beat Alabama.
Win a national title.
His goal one is beat Alabama. Okay.
So what they paid him for.
Did he take that step?
Did he reach the goal that they paid him for yet?
No.
Then why are we giving him more money in his 30 after his 30
Maybe
season?
Or, no, first of all, the goal was a national championship.
Of course it is. It's Texas.
You have small goals along the way that you have to accomplish.
Yeah.
And he probably accomplished beat Alabama, yes. Mm. Win the conference, yes. Get to the playoffs, yes. He accomplished three out of the four
goals.
Yes.
Wouldn't there have been a bonus in this deal to make the playoff beforehand? So why are they giving him more money
now? I'm pretty sure he probably had that bonus in there.
Yeah, so why are we giving him money for reaching one of his bonuses?
Because you can't afford to lose
him.
No. It's not about losing
him. Was he leaving?
You're not leaving Texas.
You could lose him.
To who?
You're not losing him. Where? To Oklahoma State?
Alabama?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Alabama. They just got Kalen DeBoer.
He was just there.
Sure.
They love him.
And
Alabama's not a better job than Texas.
It isn't.
Oh,
only,
really?
Only Saban made it a better job.
Saban made it.
Sark is not leaving Texas to go to Alabama.
Saban has the national titles. Who else?
Bear Bryant.
Let's go back to pre-integration football.
No.
Gene Stallings got
better
one.
Job. Better job than Texas.
Gene Stallings got
better
one.
Job.
Close.
It's not close. It's not a better
facility's
job.
Facility's better. Well, Alabama's facilities are good because of Saban. Saban made that.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter. It's still a better job.
Not anymore. It's not.
Recruiting base, Texas.
Tell it to all the players who just left.
The amount of money.
Alabama has the whole country.
The amount of money.
Texas has
Texas.
And what has Texas won with Texas players? What has Texas won?
National championship.
When? 71?
I'm sorry, Vince Young doesn't exist.
Oh, gosh. One title
in 40, 50,
and 50 years.
Nick, then, now
one title in 50 years. And you're telling me it's a better job than Alabama?
Yes. Nick Saban. Hold on. Okay, was Alabama a great job before Nick Saban got there?
No,
everyone was losing left and right.
But he I don't know if you heard, he was there.
Because Nick Saban,
guess
where else he won? LSU. Everywhere Nick goes in college, it ended up being a good job.
And LSU's a great job,
too. It's not. Okay, who has a bigger recruiting base, Alabama or Texas?
Alabama.
Texas is national, too, by the way. I don't know why you're taking
that
away from them.
Like Texas isn't national?
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, look at the draft
picks
and the players and the five-stars they get. It's not even close.
It's Saban's recruiting. It's not you think people went there because it's Alabama and not Nick Saban?
It doesn't matter. They're the same thing.
Yes, it does. Or everyone would have been five-stars forever.
Tell it to Isaiah Bond. Didn't he just leave Bama go to Texas because Saban's
one guy?
There's more than one.
A.D. Mitchell left Georgia.
Look at Alabama's recruiting this year.
A.D. Mitchell left
with a new coach.
No, Saban was there when they signed those guys. Then he left.
No, he wasn't?
Yes, he was.
No.
When did he retire?
Signed him in December, guys.
When did he retire?
Saban was gone.
When did Saban retire?
Bond played for him, though. Why would he leave Alabama?
Saban was gone in December and February.
Saban was coaching in the playoff in December. He was coaching in the playoff in December. He wasn't gone.
He's gone. He was gone. Everybody knew
he was gone. The early signing periods in mid-December, he was coaching in the playoff.
And no. But they still got a great recruiting class.
They signed those guys before
he left. Because Saban left. That's one of the reasons. That's our whole point. This is a Saban deal.
How many guys left Texas?
A.D. Mitchell
left Georgia. Nobody left Texas?
John.
The top players?
Yeah.
Who? Who were their top players that they lost?
Wait a minute. Just 2 years ago, everybody left Texas.
They weren't good. Texas wasn't a good football team. Who cares if they left?
But now, all of a sudden, all different.
Sark wanted them gone.
1 year, and you're telling me it's a better program?
My gosh.
Not a better program.
Literally,
it's a better job.
Nick Saban retired. Only happened when Saban got there.
And by the way, Nick Saban retired January 10th after they had signed their class for the most part. They didn't leave They didn't leave before. He didn't leave before. They had
signing day was just
signing day. The early signing day, which all that matters
which
now.
Is February.
No, the early signing day is in mid-December. That's where all the major kids sign. Some kids are stragglers and they hold on to the traditional signing day, but all the kids sign in mid-December. Saban was out the door in January. That class was signed, sealed, and delivered before Saban left.
He did that on purpose. Now, a lot of them left after. No, they were done. Yeah, that's right. They can't portal until a certain time.
Yeah, some of them got out of their NLI, National Letter of Intent.
This, to me, is ridiculous. It's not even close.
No, it's
Alabama's
not close.
A much better job.
Go ask football coaches, and they'll tell you. Saban was the guy. Alabama. Yeah.
Okay.
No matter who is at Texas, doesn't matter. Money, the city, the facilities, everything is Texas. If Saban leaves before Saban, it wasn't like that. After Saban, probably won't be like that.
Alabama is the blue blood of the country.
We're not discussing their success.
It's not even close. Bear Bryant,
they don't even have the same money as Alabama. Alabama's guy told me that. We're going to have a hard time keeping up because we don't have the money that Texas and Texas A&M can pour in.
Yeah.
Texas A&M, by the way,
all we got is the wins and national titles.
Texas A&M's considered a really good job, too.
And the guy who brought them all in? Is gone. Kalen DeBoer doesn't get that. In fact, if he struggles, it'll be a revolving door that it was before Saban got there. And then all of a sudden, the job won't be
so
great.
That's what I'm waiting to see. I think DeBoer's a good coach, but I think the SEC is tough now. You got to get certain types of players in there. We'll see if DeBoer. You know, Nick Saban got rid of an offensive line coach who was terrific, a really good offensive line coach. And it was because his recruiting classes weren't good enough. And for Nick, he already knew it had to be about – it was less about the coaching and more about the recruiting classes.
Listen, okay. Texas has Alabama's offensive coordinator.
You do horns down. We can't – you need to recruit yourself.
And we can't listen to him.
We can't listen to you.
And
your classes
he wouldn't have
too.
Even been a candidate for the
your
Alabama job.
Your classes too.
Wouldn't even have been a candidate for the Alabama job.
Your classes too. You do horns downs. You think we're going to listen to what you say about our
Mandel's
University?
I said what I learned this weekend was the U of H was classless because they were doing horns down.
And yet,
you
here
did it
you
too.
Are being
I'm,
classless.
I'm, no, I'm not being
And you've done horns down a lot.
YouTube saw you throw them down, too.
You threw them down.
This is crazy. Well, yeah. Why didn't Saban come to Texas when they were recruiting him?
He tried to.
And then
he
got out.
To, and
so
then
he
they
had
ratted
to stay.
It out early, and he got all pissed off. Like, because Jeff Ketchum
he
or
tried
Chip,
to.
Chip, Chip Brown, like, they ratted that stuff out. And the University of Texas was so pissed that that got out. So pissed.
Sobriety's having a negative effect on my brain. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
These people are being true.
Y'all are just, I mean, you're so, I don't know.
I like
you're
drunk John. He was more
burnt,
realistic.
You're burnt orange glass.
I can't believe this
realistic.
Is
not
even
close.
I can't believe
which
this
program.
Is even a real discussion after the Mike Price and the Francione and the Shulas and all the nonsense. And then they hired a great coach and the program got great. But if we're keeping it at even, Alabama's not a better job. Saban made it great. And is Kalen DeBoer going to keep it there? Unlikely.
You want to go through the list of Texas coaches over the last 15 years? I mean, come on. This is ridiculous.
It's not a better job. Saban made that program, and now it's gone.
Tom Herman was a hot coach.
Yeah.
Houston coaches were hot coaches when they were hired. Tom Herman was a hot coach. Texas got a coach that they love. Now, I think we'll get too far into it, but Texas is considered probably the preeminent job. Because of money, recruiting base.
Look, it's not us. Everyone says this.
No,
everyone
says that. Not everyone.
Look,
says
it doesn't mean people want them to win.
I don't say that.
And now they're in the SEC, which makes them an even better job because they're in the SEC now.
We'll see if it's how much better a job. It hasn't been a much better a job for the Aggies.
Because they keep hiring not good coaches. That's on them.
All right.
And they're so scared.
Time to talk about HR&P. You two need to go see HR after this, okay, for arguing with me.
What do we do?
No, if you have argumentative employees, there's a good chance that you need HR&P to help you out, like I do, okay? I need HR&P to come in here and straighten these two out. What I need you to do is go to HRP.net and check out what HR&P is doing. HR&P, I mean, you hear all of our people on here. You hear Chad Clay, you hear Marcus Paiavla, you heard Ricky Ford and talking about all of these people talking about HR&P, and there's a reason that they do and did is because HR&P is doing wonderful things for them. Bucky Richardson, I mean, it's guy after guy after guy. They're telling you what a great job HR&P does. Are you somebody that owns a business? Are you somebody that's doing your own payroll? Are you somebody that is struggling with it? Are you somebody that's in the middle of tax season right now and you don't know anything about the Affordable Care Act? Why are you doing this? This is not how you make your money. How you make your money is selling your widgets. Let HR&P take care of the stuff that you don't know about. They know about payroll. They know about HR. They know about taxes. They're going to make sure that you get the best deal that you possibly can every single time. You're looking for that payroll company? I got them for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
Women bathing their dogs, you know, in cut-off jeans and T-shirts and with the soap. And you know how it gets all wet and in the water.
Government Mule. Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
All right, welcome back here. I mean, that was weird, that last segment, these two. I get this. A robot sommelier spilled wine on my pants. Then it asked for a tip. I don't care about the robot spilling the wine, because that's probably going to happen. Okay, that's okay. Are we going to have to tip robots?
I'm not tipping
a robot. I'm not tipping a robot.
No.
No.
Nope.
What's the robot going to do with that money?
They'll tell you, it's not for the robots. It's for back in the house. You got to pay them more.
No.
You got to start doing it. If you start introducing robots into my dining experience, I'm out on tipping. That's my, I'm done with that.
How in the world are we, what are we talking about tipping a robot?
You already want me to tip for like buying a Diet Dr. Pepper at a convenience store.
Yeah.
Sir, let me flip this around for you here at this.
Yeah.
Oh. Put it in my court, like.
I know. I hate this. I know. It's we're tipping everywhere. What?
No.
I tip when I pick up stuff and I'm not even going to eat at the place. But I draw the line at robots. I'm not tipping you money because
we're not
of a robot.
We're not tipping a robot. Hold on, a robot sommeliers have intimate wine knowledge. Now, of course, if you use AI like ChatGPT. That robot probably knows everything about wine that you could possibly
imagine.
Yes,
it does.
But
it's a robot. What is it going to do with the tip?
I want a pretentious human that wears, you know, a vest, like a three-piece thing, and maybe has a pocket watch in his...
Like Nick Casario, a sommelier.
Somebody maybe a little sharper than that.
What? Yeah. There's nobody smarter than Nick Casario.
No, sharper than dressed sharper.
Oh, dressed sharper.
Nick is just still kind of, you know... Nick is still basic with the...
He's golf best.
Yeah.
Canadian military police. You remember the sex worker who dressed up as a cop and then was in Canada?
Yeah, you mean every stripper?
No. Well, here's the thing. Canadian military police are not going to charge a sex worker for allegedly wearing their uniforms. I think sex workers should be able to dress up as whatever they want, right? If a sex worker comes up to you and you think, oh, I'm about to get a ticket or I'm about to get arrested, and then she flips it, and it's not a heel turn. It's actually a really good turn in your favor. You thought you were going to get arrested. Now you get...
No, that's obviously the dream.
Yeah.
It's what the whole, oh, no, the police are here for every, you know, bachelorette party.
Right. Bachelorette party.
You need to turn that music down or you're going to be arrested for... being too hot or whatever they do, and then they start doing their thing.
Right.
Yeah. And then they're rubbing their things on.
See, I just think that they should, sex workers should be able to wear whatever they want. Let's never, ever, ever arrest them.
This is your last one. You better make this one a good one. What is your best one?
My best one?
What's your best one?
I don't know. Okay. A mom says her daughter was told to cover up while wearing her cheerleading uniform at school.
Okay.
How is it the girl's fault that the cheerleading uniform was too revealing?
Okay. We live in a weird time, don't we?
So,
because we simultaneously can have that and then have where you literally don't have to, where people wear nothing, like almost nothing at all.
Right.
You have, oh, you need to cut your hair, you need to do this, and then the opposite is true. How can you, like, society now is, ooh, you need to put clothes on. That's cheerleader. I know, I'm cheerleader. We're at a game. We have a game today. than the cheerleading.
You need to cover up, young lady.
Ice Spice can put the whole pooter out there.
Okay. Did the mom
again with the ice spice?
Did the mom have? What did the mom say?
I'm lazy like that.
Did the mom say anything?
Yeah, the mom said, "What the bleep? These are school uniform, cheerleading uniforms."
And what did the principal say?
Get back in the kitchen.
Where'd you get that?
What is that?
Of all things, it's from a cartoon, Batman and Beyond. Some guy's yelling at his wife, "Get back in the kitchen."
Get back in the kitchen.
Is that what the principal said to the mom when he heard her complaints?
Apparently, that's what the mom was saying. Oh, all right, we're done. I got to talk right now about my peeps over at Home Bank, right? So you've got $2,500 laying around. If you got $2,500 or more laying around and it's not working for you, and listen, let's say you don't need it. You're not going to need it for the next 7 months. Okay. How about putting it into an annual percentage yield, a CD, which is yielding 5.15% on a 7 month CD? Or if you're going to go longer, you got longer, 14 month CD, 4.75%. At least the minimum balance is $2,500. That's all you have to put into it. You want to put more if you possibly can. If you've got a lot of money laying around in your savings account, you ain't making money with that, okay? How about making 5.15% on a 7 month CD? That's what's happening at Home Bank. Plus, listen, they're going to help you out if you've got a small business or personal banking. You're not completely satisfied with your bank. How about going to see them? River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Bay Brook, Friendswood. They've got those locations in the Houston area. They've got locations all over, though. They've got 42 different locations, but they're here in the city of Houston at those locations. Visit home24bank.com for more information. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.
Bye, bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
To those who haven't been to North Carolina's Crystal Coast, it's hard to put into words how much there is to see, to explore, how one place can have 11 waterfront towns, each with its own unique charm, its own adventures to discover. Because to those who haven't been here, the uncrowded coast seems like a dream. But to all of us who know, to all of us who have felt it, it's something we'll never, ever forget. Visit crystalcoastnc.com/booking to book your next unforgettable getaway.
Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.